Welcome to the Roughish Registry.
That was seductive.
It was.
Episode number 21.
21.
Been slacking a little bit.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, life happens, you know.
We're busy, guys.
If we can make this our full-time job, we could at least crank 2 a week out. I don't think it'll pay the bills yet.
Not quite. Yep. Unless you consider arrows and...
Arrows
as a form of currency, then it's not going to pay the bills. So
yep. So
what are we talking about today, Chase?
Oh, buddy of mine's coming on with us.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
He's if you're from Missouri, you may know him. If you're from Oklahoma, Arkansas. Yeah.
He gets around on Facebook for
he
sure.
He does. He does.
Lets everybody know where he's at.
He's a little shyster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Browning.
That's right.
He's president of the Missouri. Or the Bow Fishing Association of Missouri.
That's right. Puts on the state shoot.
Yep. We're putting on the state shoot this year. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
It'll be fun.
I think jack of all trades, master of none.
He's a barber, too.
Yeah.
He's good at small talk, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right.
What's going on?
You there?
Not much. Hey, it's a lifelong dream of mine to talk to two fabulous, well-talented talk show host like yourself.
Coming in
not
hot.
Not really, but this is good practice if that ever happens.
Yeah, yeah.
How long you been sitting on that joke?
About 10 minutes. You know, I was in the green room kind of warming up.
Right? Chase's trailer.
Yeah.
Chase's trailer. His boat trailer.
Yeah, that's pretty nice too.
Yeah. So, Mr. President.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jeff Browning, president of the Bow Fishing Association of Missouri. Tell us a little bit about the club. Kind of what, I guess, I feel weird asking this because I already know the answers, but kind of tell us what's been going on this year and some of the changes we've made and stuff like that.
Well, this is our third year as a club for the state. Things have been going pretty well. We had our first year of elections, so... You know, the club is getting some legitimacy of getting more voices, and we've got some good representatives in the different areas across the state. And we're putting on our second state shoot this year at the end of the month in Warsaw at Anglersport.
Yep, Anglersport Marine. They're actually not just sponsoring the tournament. They've actually come out with their own bow fishing boat, right?
Yeah, we've tried to make a tournament-ready boat, you know, not just tournament, but for the everyday fisher, and kind of going above and beyond what's already out there and trying to find it for the guy that's a little more serious about it.
Gotcha. And what...
what's the base model on that?
Yeah. Or the brand, I guess, the base brand.
It's a low boat. You know, Lowe's made right here in London, like Tracker is, and it's a really good quality rig. We went with a good Honda generator, nice LED lights, driving lights, interior lights, maxed it out, rear navigation light. And it's just a real slick rig, man. It's got a Mercury 150 on it, and we really love it.
Is it a 1860 or what size?
Both 1860 or 2070.
Okay, all right.
Gotcha.
It's got a washout pump, too, doesn't it? Is that right?
Yeah, that was my favorite part of it.
Oh, that's killer.
You can really clean out a boat at the end of the night. I think, Chase, doesn't your boat have a washdown pump?
Yeah, it's if I ever build another boat, that's the first thing I'm going to make sure it has on it because them things are golden.
It really makes clean up a breeze, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when that fish slime's still all wet, not just dried and caked on there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for Party Cove.
Yeah, spray the girls down.
Yeah, well, that's not what I meant. I meant just keep everybody cooled off.
Oh, was it?
Oh,
heat of the summer.
Yeah, sound like you know from experience.
I've never been there in the daylight.
Me either. I've shot some fish in the back of it, though.
Oh, gosh.
It is good fishing, surprisingly. I've never found a body there yet.
Yeah.
That's also surprising.
Just lots of beer cans and bikini tops, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of people go home without all the clothes they bring, that's for sure.
We went, well, it was your LOZ Big Ten last summer, and we we fished Party Cove, and there was another boat back there, and we saw, we shot a few, but it wasn't crazy. I was kind of looking for, like, some extra, like, you know, I've always heard the rumors, never been there during the day, but it was, yeah, like, wonder if you'd see a bunch of trash, and it was actually pretty clean. It wasn't.
It actually is a lot cleaner than what I imagined. I figured it would be wall-to-wall beer cans.
Yeah, really. They must have hammered, got onto them dudes.
I was just watching a show about it called Ozark on Netflix.
I started that show, my wife and I, and our three-year-old, and I quickly shut it off because, like, I cannot watch that with my, well.
You know, my only complaint about it is that every time they show the lake, there's a 12-foot V-bottom going across it.
Isn't that hilarious?
Like, last daylight.
Yeah. No, they actually didn't shoot it in, like, the Ozarks. They shot it in Georgia.
Well, you know, I've seen some things like the toll bridge and a couple landmarks that I've recognized. But, yeah, I noticed a lot of the lake footage on the water wasn't that lake.
Right, right. No, there's definitely some scenes, I think, you know, in the opening episode I saw. But anyway, yeah, they don't depict you know, the Lake of the Ozark very clearly. It's like only meth heads and...
Is this like a movie review podcast?
I know. We just went off deep end. Yeah, sorry.
Siskel and Ebert.
That's
two
right.
Thumbs up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you let us do our show, Chase? You're on your way out.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's fine. I'll just sit back.
He's moved into the trailer.
Yeah.
We're set.
Just signal me when you need some comedy.
All right. Well, let's
some
get
memes.
Back. Get focused, Chase.
Don't want to hurt his ego.
That. Yeah. I'm vice president, you know. You're just one slip away from...
So Chase, you're the vice president of the Bow Fishing Association of Missouri?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool.
He's the workhorse.
I am. Browning texts me. He's like, hey, do this. Post this on Facebook. I'm like, yes, sir.
Think of a funny meme. Be useful.
Yeah. He's the vice president of memes.
Same with our podcast association.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the man that has talents.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
Moving on. So
we all know the Jeff Browning that's got the, it's a redneck, right? I don't want to say that too loud, but your boat's a redneck. But before the redneck, how did you get rolling into the whole bow fishing thing?
About like everybody in our area did. I had a jet boat, you know, I ran the rivers and I rod and reel fished and I gigged and I kept seeing all these nice giant fish that I couldn't get to bite. So I had heard of some buddies of mine that had bow fished and I decided that I was just going to go home and rig a bow up. And, you know, when we started, we just would tie the line to the front of our boat.
Yeah.
And we only had one arrow. So when it would break off, we'd have to swim and try to find it. And really, we're lucky we have our eyes left because more times than not, the arrow would come back at us.
Oh.
So you had your arrow tied to the front of the boat and you would shoot. And then
I've never heard that.
And then just grab the arrow or grab the line and reel it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
A boat with carpet, you know, it was very nicely set up.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Did you have like an oil lantern or?
No, this was daytime shooting, just floating down the river sideways.
Gotcha.
That's funny. Yeah. This is our first.
That's my humble beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm still humble.
You made a comment the other day about my coal miner setup, and this is the first year I haven't ran with a headlamp still. And I'd go to tournaments, and nobody else would have a headlamp on. I'd be like, what the heck's that guy's problem?
Yeah.
But
are you the guy that always has the headlamp on in the boat, and you're turned around talking to people with it shining in their face,
blinding them in the eyes? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's me.
I figured you for that guy.
Yep. Hipster coal miner.
That's right.
Coal miner's daughter.
Oh. Not fair.
So you had the jet boat, went out, you know, shooting with the arrow tied to the front of the boat, and then where did it go from there?
Then I found a little sportsman shop, a friend of mine, and later became really good friends with him, and he kind of guided me in the right direction. He got me set up with an AMS reel and, you know, once I had more than one arrow in my arsenal, I became a force to be reckoned with all those suckers on the river. I got some buddies of mine into it and, man, once we got hooked, we went every night, every single night. I mean, I've had some more fun times, you know, in that little boat than I've ever had you know, in tournaments and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's
sometimes you get away from the
purity
just,
of it.
Yeah, just going out and just freaking getting bloody and nasty, and it doesn't matter if you shoot a 5-pounder or a 50-pounder, you're just as excited.
I like when every once in a while somebody will bring up an old picture that I posted that says, like, look at this stud, and it's a 3-pound buffalo.
Oh, I sent Pate one of those, like, a month ago.
Yeah.
On my time hop, it came up on Facebook. I think I had...
It was like a
same
20,
deal.
15, 20-pound buff or something like that.
Yeah. Two buffalo. I was
look
like,
at this
look
stud.
At these hogs. Yeah.
Yeah. You were checking state records on the way home.
Yeah. It's got to be.
I've been there.
Biggest fish I've ever seen.
Yeah. That's, river monster.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
So when was that? So how long is it, you know, how long you been boat fishing?
I think I started in 2010.
Okay. All right. So
I don't have as much time in as a lot of people do. You know, there's a lot of guys that have been doing this for 20 years. I wish I would have, you know, where I grew up in Houston, Missouri, we really didn't have much for rivers. So until I moved up around Fort Leonard Wood, they had some bigger rivers and, of course, closer to the lake.
Sure. Sure.
Yep. So did you almost sink your little boat? Is that what made you decide to build that big one, or did you just kind of, you were going
Yeah, I had a 1652, and once I got brave enough to go to Lake of the Ozarks, I would, of course, sit at the boat ramp until dark, you know, until everybody was off the water. But those big pontoons and stuff on Lake of the Ozarks will sneak up on you in a hurry. When you can only run like 17 mile an hour, you can get caught pretty quick.
Can't get away from them.
Oh, man.
Nah, there ain't no getting away. It's like a turtle trying to cross the road. You look both ways over and over, and you're like, I think I can make it across. And those guys come out of nowhere.
The first time I shot LOZ, I was just shocked at this, you know, 11 o'clock at night, and there's still just waves out there. It's like, I don't know if it's crashing back and forth or whatever.
Oh,
but
man.
It took forever for it to calm down.
We've been out there.
Yeah, that lake can make you feel really insignificant in the daytime.
Yes.
You get out there in the middle of all those boats, and you realize just how small you are. Even in, you know, a boat like mine or Chase's, it'll beat you to death.
I was in my 1860, and we put in way up the Osage. And during the Ironman, and we run from, I'm not going to say what boat ramp, but we ran from way up the Osage Arm all the way down past Hurricane Deck at like noon. And we got there, and I looked over at Chad, and he like had a death grip on the side of the boat. He thought we were going to die. It was the most rough, brutal ride I've ever been on.
Did you take the seats out?
He was probably 50% right.
Yeah, yeah. The best part was...
Yeah, Corey about pulled the handles off of a Yeti cooler the last day that we fished.
The best part of our deal is we run all the way down there and we found fish, but we didn't bring any fuel with us because we thought we were coming back to the boat ramp to move, so we run all the way back, got gas, and filled everything up, and then run all the way back down there.
So, oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was... put a lot of miles on her that night.
That's what you get when you run around with Chad.
Well, yeah.
Old pudding,
yeah.
I gave him a hard time this weekend, but he said he knew it was coming.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah, I got an autograph from him.
Did you?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, did he?
It's on my wall. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. So how did you do in the BFC?
We made it to the second round.
Yeah.
And
what'd you weigh the first night?
We just could not. What's that?
What was your weight on the first night? Because it wasn't like 150 the cut or something.
It was the cut, and we were actually the bubble. We were sitting about, I think.
We're not politicians.
We were sitting below 150, and we knew what time we had to get off the water. And I wasn't wanting to give it up because I just, you know, for one, I was frustrated that we hadn't seen anywhere near the quality of fish that we'd saw the night before, which turns out was everybody's, you know, scenario.
Oh, yeah.
But we have about 15 to 20 minutes left to fish, and I'm using the kicker, and we're running him back, and I really should be running a big motor, but I just couldn't give it up yet. And we end up shooting about a 14-pound buffalo that we got to kick out one of our smaller fish and cull out, and that is the only thing that got us to the second round, was fishing those just extra few minutes.
Yeah.
So that really proved us that, man, you just can't quit until the absolute last moment.
Oh, yeah. You get some of them guys give up, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning and
yeah,
feel like
you know,
going
those fish, they come back.
No, they do. Or they come up, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but. Yeah. So first night, you were basically the bubble boat, made the
we
cut.
We were the bubble, and there was a couple boats that snuck in right behind us. You know, they were within a pound of us.
Mm. And so the second night, everybody loads up, rolls the bull shoals.
Everybody rolled the bull shoals, and we've never really fished that far south. At least I haven't, and, my guys hadn't either because we didn't know where to go. We grabbed the nap and a map right after the Friday night tournament, and we were just struggling trying to find something. And that deep, clear water down there, we finally found some bigger long nose, but it was like too little too late.
Yeah.
We just couldn't get the job done.
And everybody had a launch out of Lead Hill, correct?
Lead Hill or Tucker Hollow.
Or Tucker Hollow.
Oh, okay. All right. They had either or option. Okay.
You can.
I'd never been to either.
So you,
which they weren't too far from each other, you know.
No, it's like two bends of the of the lake. But we've, you know, Tucker Hollow. You can. You may not. I don't know if you had enough fuel, but you can run up to almost K Dock or past K Dock pretty easily from Tucker Hollow.
It's not too far.
You know that lake is just. It's being used to Lake of the Ozark. It's not one I like to run 40 mile an hour in the dark just because there's no marker lights on the bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah, and you never know what's floating out there.
Oh, yeah. If they're running water, there ain't no telling what can be
out
in the middle of that
thing. You
can find
anything. That's why you need a swamp shark.
Swamp shark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Well.
Yeah. State shoot.
Let's get some details.
Yeah,
there you go. So, we can edit out the awkward pauses.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can pull it up on my phone here just so we can.
It's what is that, the 25th?
It's in 3 weeks.
26th.
You
guys are the president and vice president. Come on now.
That's details. We don't deal with details.
Nah, we're not detail guys.
We're not.
Yeah, I think it's the 26th.
Yep. August 26th, 6 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Mm.
Yep.
Yep.
And you know, we decided to do a Big Ten because, you know, if we have 40 teams, that potentially saves, you know, up to hundreds of big fish.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not a carp hugger, but if we enjoy doing this, we've got to try to save a few for us, you know?
No, I mean, we talked about that at length before we decided to do the Big Ten, and, you know, nobody's said a word about it.
I don't think anybody's going to complain about that.
No. And
you after everything's over, when I'm watching all those fish, I'm like, man, that's one I'm not going to get another chance at.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
Especially.
Kind of a funny story about a tournament. I was at a tournament, I think it was one of the Batson shoots, and I think the Batsons had won it. And somebody, and I don't remember who it was, come up to me and they said, man, Jeff, you know what I like about your tournaments is that you never win. You always get like maybe second or third. And I said, that is the nicest way anybody's ever told me that I sucked before in my life. He's like, that's not what I meant.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So,
yeah, my very first tournament of yours that I shot, I think you did get second. That was your last year's Big Ten. You got second.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Was that
gets lucky.
Out of Battery Outfitters?
No. That was the LOZ Big Ten.
Did you shoot the fall shoot the year before that? Or just the spring one?
No, I didn't.
That was the fall shoot.
Well, the state shoot was.
No.
Out of Battery Outfitters.
No, then he had another fall shoot.
Oh,
also.
No, I didn't do that one. No, the Big Ten was like in, was that in May? It was spring, late spring.
April.
April. Yeah,
the season really gets going.
Yeah, that was the first time fished up there.
And then the one in the fall before that, I took second, Dangle Darren Freeze.
Oh, that guy. We need to have him and Hensley and Robbie Joe on.
Yeah, I don't know about Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to say it.
Robbie will probably have like a fee for coming on. You know, he's big timing.
They're going to ride down in the new UTV. how you guys can split that three ways.
Yeah, they'll be pulling that new boat with that side-by-side.
They got a boat, too?
Yeah, they got the Tracker kicker rig for a year.
Hey, do you even fish?
That's right. Okay.
Do you even fish?
No.
I was wondering the same thing.
I forgot about the boat thing. They get it for a year.
Yeah.
Man, they had a great weekend.
Yeah.
I knew about the money and the UTV, but I didn't realize I forgot about the boat detail.
So now three guys have four boats to fish off.
That's crazy.
Hey, they're going to have a lot of good use out of that boat. It looked like a slick rig.
Yeah, I think they will. I'd be afraid to know how Darren Freeze is going to run a boat that he doesn't have to fix or buy.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I'd say he's too old school to tear something up on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to on purpose.
No, but he'll run her for sure.
He may try it through that. Oh, we can make it.
Oh, that kicker's a mud motor.
It'll be fine.
It'll push.
Kickers are mud motors.
Yep. That's what I use mine for.
Props are replaceable.
Yeah, you can replace a prop pretty easy.
No big deal.
In lower units.
If I could steer stick that 175, I'd send it.
Guys, silly. I'm still going to send it. Oh.
So, Jeff, do you still, and we can edit this out if we need to, do you still guide some too?
No, I don't really want to get any business or anything, so no, I usually don't.
I gotcha.
When you do guide, I guess it's more taking people out for people you know, stuff like that, not actually
really, it's
like
just for my sponsor, Anglersport.
Gotcha.
I help them by donating some trips, you know, usually one or two a year, or if somebody has like a cancer benefit or something like that, but I get so many phone calls that I don't take people anymore, and I just have to tell them no all the time.
Gotcha. We'll post Jeff's phone number after the show.
That's right. $50 a night.
Yeah.
Six men.
$7.
All equipment.
$7 a night, all the beer you can drink.
I buy your fishing license.
Yep.
I'll pick you up.
He'll
drop you off.
Fillet the common carp.
And he wants you to dry fire his Oneida at least four times.
Just to show you how good they are.
Hey, they will take a beating.
Yeah. What bow do you
Unlike
shoot?
Unlike anything else.
Is that what you shoot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For years. You know, what's funny is I bought an Oneida not knowing what they were. A guy that I knew told me that he had a bow fishing bow, and I was still shooting some stupid piece of junk hunting bow. I don't even know what it was. You know, probably old as I was. And he said, I got an awesome bow fishing bow. He's like, do you want it? And he's like, I'll take $300 for it. And I was like, God, that's a lot of money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Talon, you know, it's just like an Osprey, only without the stainless steel hardware.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a smoking deal on it, and I've had it since probably the maybe first or second year I've bow fished. And I bought another Osprey for my wife, but, man, I still use the same bow. It's an Osprey.
Yeah.
I'm cruising Facebook here, and you're looking pretty sexy in your new profile picture you just updated.
Mm. I saw that, too.
That jersey makes you look cute.
Thanks.
Do you need to rattle off all of your sponsors?
Thanks, I think.
Yeah, I can read them off right here.
Go for it.
Oh, I'm just reading off Coyote Commander. Holy moly, someone just got on it outside.
Yeah, we're recording outside. We always do, and every once in a while you hear one of our local redneck friends.
I thought you guys were driving down the road hitting mailboxes.
Yeah.
That's later.
For sure.
Yeah, we're going to go.
So what else we need to talk about with Mr. Browning?
I don't know.
You need to join the BAM.
Yes, it's free.
It's free.
Yes, Bow Fishing Association of Missouri. We kind of decided to follow suit with the, I guess we can edit this out if we need to. Is the website up, Browning? Do you know if it's back up?
Yeah, I'm losing you just a little bit.
Do you know if the website's back up?
Yes.
It is back up?
Website's back up? That's great.
Yeah, sweet. Sorry about that. I lost you for a second.
No, you're good. So the website's back up, and we're following suit with the BAA and offering free memberships.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's the entry fee on the state shoot?
$250. Make them holla.
Okay. And
100% payout. 100% we got trophies being made. You know, they're going to be real nice. Jacob Hill at Jake's Welding, he's making our trophies again.
Oh, those are killer.
Trophies.
Those are cool. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yep. The 250 is Big Fish included.
Oh.
Big Fish cool. included.
Yep.
Okay.
And we're going to try to do have everything ready to announce Team of the Year right after that.
That'd be cool.
I noticed that Scott said he might not be able to make that tournament with work, so it possibly could take a couple days, but if he's there, I'm sure that we'll be able to get that information out there.
Yep, and Scott's been...
Chase, you were wanting to, you were asking me about that trip to Texas on the Trinity River.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see those pictures, Pate?
Uh-uh.
I don't know. It may have been right when I first added Browning as a friend on Facebook, but he went to Texas. You can go ahead. Just
that's the day that it almost ruined bow fishing for me because it'll never compare.
Oh, you had it. I've never seen the pictures, so always telling a story about your time. Okay, yeah. Lay it out for us.
Yeah, so we're down there, you know, trying to get a gator gar. My great best friend, Aaron Haddock, we do a lot of fishing together in Oklahoma and Texas. His wife and my wife were down there, and we get a phone call while we're there from Josh Wasson, who's a super good guy, and he tells us that there's an unbelievable buffalo spawn on the Trinity River, and the water's just way up. And we get on the water, and we don't see anything, and we see Josh. Josh is crazy. You know, he's a great time. He comes down there, and he's like, you got to go. He's like, we got to go like 8 miles upriver. So we follow them, and we're just driving and driving. I'm like, we're not going to see no buffalo spawn. We get up there, and it's like a fish hatchery of 20-pound buffs, 15- and 20-pound buffs just stacked up in that swift water.
Oh, gosh.
You could shoot through a – you could shoot at a long nose on top, and you might shoot through the long nose and hit one or two buffalo. That's... It was unbelievable. These guys were leaned out of the boat just grabbing fish and throwing them in the boat. they could not get away. I mean, we filled up two 110-gallon barrels of – 15-pound fish, and the whole floor of the boat. You can see his boat's exactly like mine, and the whole floor of the boat's just completely full of fish.
Did you get a full count on those after you?
No, and I had a nice mirror buffalo, the only one I've ever shot, in there somewhere. But we have no idea how many.
I've never seen a mirror buffalo.
No.
Huh. I'll have to Google that. Mirror buffalo, that'd be cool.
It had like a swirl. Everything was normal except halfway down its side, it had like a swirl in the scales.
Crazy.
It was really cool look.
Yeah, for sure.
Gangster buffalo. Bling, bling.
I called it a mirror. It may be, that may be my Pulaski County term.
right. That's okay. That's what we'd all probably call it, too.
It was weird.
Did you guys get a gator gar, too?
We didn't get a gator gar on that trip. I've actually been kind of cursed in that department. I lost about a 6-footer with Aaron.
Oh.
I shot two small ones on that same trip, and then I actually, this is another funny story. I shot a monster long nose, and it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. May or may not have been drinking at the time. You know, this is years ago. But anyways, I shoot this monster long nose, and we weigh it on the boat. And my buddy Aaron says, man, that fish is 46 pounds. He's like, you're only like 6 pounds off of the state record. And I was like, that's a pretty good fish, you know. I mean, in the picture, me holding it up, it's almost as long as me. So we clean the fish on the boat. We get back to town, and we're doing something. And he's looking on his phone. And he's like, oh, man. I said, what? He said, the record was 42 pounds.
You
had the record beat by 4 pounds. I was like, well, not now because we're going to eat it. You know, we already had it in the cooler. But I was like, yeah, we just ate a state record.
Gosh.
Like a boss.
46-pound long nose? That's a tank.
It's a monster. You should check it out in that picture. It's a giant fish. It was since that record would have been beaten anyways by a long nose gator gar hybrid. Because Oklahoma doesn't classify that as a hybrid,
really?
Like Texas does, so they just call it a long nose.
So
and
you
it was
were
like
in
50 something pounds.
You were in Oklahoma with this buff spawn?
We were in Oklahoma on the Texoma, so you know basically you can go across one side of the river and you're in Texas. Yeah,
gotcha.
I see.
Red River area.
I gotcha.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we'll need those coordinates later.
Yeah.
I can give them to you. Let's go.
Let's do it. That'd be fun. No, I've been, we need to have a, it'd be fun to like have a Roughfish Registry trip.
Or just a get together.
Yeah, just like we're going off out of Southwest Missouri and we're going to Texas.
Yep.
Listen to George.
But we shot tilapia down in Texas, Martin Creek Lake. It's a power plant lake.
Mm-hmm.
And tilapia, if it wouldn't have been on the same, like the day after that buffalo spawn, it would have been the greatest, one of my greatest fishing trips ever, which it still was. You know, it's, tilapia are like shooting giant crappie.
Right.
You know, they just kind of, they'll porpoise on top of the water like big heads. They'll come up and, you know, filter.
Huh.
And they're really good to eat, and they're a real pretty and beautiful fish, but, man, they're fun to shoot. Really clear water. And they put them in that lake to control, I guess, some algae or something, and they just overpopulated. So
they're an invasive,
you cannot take
they?
A fish out of there unless you gut it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You got to eviscerate.
Crazy.
You're using some big words tonight.
Yeah, wow. Pretty impressed.
I got a, what's that thing called? Thesaurus?
Thesaurus.
Oh, good. Got his digital thesaurus out. And
he looked up another word for gut a fish.
Eviscerate.
Eviscerate. That'll make me sound smart. Our
eviscuation process is pretty good.
I'm proud of you guys. You've been nice to me tonight.
Of course. Yeah. I got nothing to be mean to you about.
So a couple episodes. It was after the open, I guess. Wasn't it?
Yeah. Were we talking?
Jeff calls me. He's like, dude.
Well, gotta go, boys.
No, he calls me. He's like, what was that? I was like, what? He's like, that last podcast is like the roast of Jeff Browning. I was like, what are you talking about? Then I went back and listened to it again. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe.
There were two or three comments.
Yeah, we got after him a little bit.
So who y'all want to talk about? That's what we do now. Just kind of when we wrap it up, we bash somebody and then have them on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way we do it.
Let's think.
I mean.
You know, my good friend Corey Groff, I think you guys know him.
Yeah.
He falls out of the boat in every tournament.
I've seen some posts about that. Is that legit? Like every tournament?
That's legit. You know, for a big man, though, he's pretty agile because he usually lands on his feet. Yeah. Well, every time he lands on his feet. And, you know, it'll be. He usually falls out because I run into something with the kicker, but that's not my fault.
No. I mean, he's be paying
attention.
No,
I mean, that's just part of the game. I got to get shallow.
So, none of my guys have ever fell out of the boat. I don't know if that means I'm not going hard enough.
Ours either.
But we went out with knee ball scouting for the BFC, and he about put Chad in the drink, like, twice. It was... Things happen at a higher rate of speed.
Yeah.
On one of those things. That was the first time I'd ever been on one.
Airboat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have.
People like to stand on my light rail, and it always gets a little sketchy.
Yeah. Chase has the airboat lust going on pretty hard.
I'm not going to lie.
He wants an airboat.
No,
he's crushing.
I'm crushing hard. I mean, if I knew my wife wouldn't have killed me, I'd have probably bought knee balls on the spot. But
listen, you're scared, say you're scared. If you're scared, go to church.
If I'm scared, go to church. You know, my dad always says it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
It sounds like something a divorced guy would say.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one.
You better hold off on that airboat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A child support will be a killer. He'll be fishing in a canoe.
Notice he doesn't have one. Otherwise,
no.
Yeah.
I actually mentioned it to my wife the other night, and she was like, "Are you serious?" I was like, "Well, I might need an airboat, and then I may have to build like a smaller, like 1860 kicker boat, so I can go to other places where the airboat can't go in Missouri." She was like, "Don't talk to me right now." She's like,
you know,
she knows,
you know,
once I get an idea in my head that I'll figure out how to do it is the problem.
Yeah, she's worried about that.
Yep.
You know, Killing Time, Team Killing Time from Minnesota.
Yep.
Grant's a real good guy. I met him probably 4 or 5 years ago. We fished the second open together, and it was barely dark, and he's standing on my light rail And we've got a troller then, so we're moving it. You know, we're getting passed by a snail on the bank, but he's standing up there, and it's not even dark. And it was a very, it's kind of one of those cold springs. And he shoots a grass carp, and as soon as I hear that bail click over, it yanks him right out of the boat.
Oh, so, gosh.
And I mean, it's not even dark. He's got his shorts and his socks and everything hanging on my Maxed Out light on the back, trying to jive it off on the generator. You talk about a miserable trip for him.
Dude, that second open was pretty cold. The first one was cold, too. That second one was only
was
a
cold.
Week or two later. Yeah, that
yeah,
was
so.
A little chilly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they just need to move the open to.
It got a little cold this year, too.
They just need to move the open to April and make it on Palmy and make it a four-hour shoot. Right during the
200,
spawn.
200 people, Palmy only.
Yeah. Everybody be piled on the flats up there.
A 9-horse motor restriction.
I can change stickers out on mine.
Yeah. Yeah, my outboard's only a 90.
My brother-in-law, he's got a, what's he got? He's got a 25-horse or something on a little John boat. And on, I think it's like Springfield or Fellows or something, there's a horsepower restriction. So he peeled his stickers off and bought new decals. So his 25 looks like a 15 or a 9 or whatever it is. I don't remember what the restriction is.
Just ratted them out.
Yeah.
Live on
yeah.
the air.
Nobody listens.
I know there's a lot of game wardens that tune into this show.
Yeah.
You know what? If they were smart, they probably would.
Yeah, it might be evidence.
Yeah, tell me about the spoonbill you shoot, Jeff.
well, I gotta go.
That's kind of been the running. That's kind of one of our running jokes. It's like, oh yeah, tell us about that. You might,
Chase. Why would I need to tell you? You were there. You put a backup shot in it for me.
I did. It pulled out though. We never got it in the boat.
Actually, that wasn't a spoonbill. It was a dolphin.
A porpoise.
It's a saltwater spoonbill.
Yeah.
Made the most beautiful sound.
Yeah. Little flipper.
That is that Anchor QT was pulled back out without a twist.
But you know, those things do come out of the water like dolphins for some reason.
Oh, we had one. We shot down below Bagnell a couple weeks. Well, the day I called you about going down there.
When you were shooting below Bagnell, not that
yeah,
you
wait,
shot
what
below
did you say?
Bagnell.
Oh, when we went to Bagnell a couple weeks ago when I called you on the way up there and you told
yeah.
me to stay out of your hole, but. We had two yeah. or three big spoonbill come up right beside the boat and just, like, 4 foot out of the air. I mean, get after it. No, they didn't make that noise.
Took a fish right
I
out of
I wish they would
hand.
Have. And, like, clapped their fins in the front of them or something. But,
they said that's not Snowflake.
I was really contemplating trying to make a dolphin sound right then.
My voice
would have cracked. I've had a cold. I would have started coughing if I tried to do it.
It was close.
Oh yeah.
Well,
so you want to thank your, I guess, your bowfishing team's got a couple sponsors. At least give them a shout out real quick before we kick you off here and talk bad about you.
Yeah, you boys be nice to me when I get off here. You know, we do have some great sponsors, Anglers Port Marine, Vicious Vision, Fox Pro, Max It Out LEDs, Wonder Bread, Big Red,
Fig Newtons,
Bush Light, and the Rough Fish Registry. We're waiting on that check, boys.
We're waiting on our first check, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, now that you finally got some talent on the show.
That's right.
The check is in the mail.
When we get ours, it'll be heading right to you, you know.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
That fee you told us about earlier, we'll have to figure out a way to take care of that.
I hope you take IOUs.
All right, buddy.
They're as good as money.
Yep. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man. Really appreciate it. Everybody, be sure to go to the state shoot. It's going to be a good time.
Yes.
Jeff puts a good tournament on.
August 26th.
Good money.
Battery cool. Outfitters is...
Yep. We're sponsoring it.
Yeah, Pate, thank you for that again. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
You've done a lot for the club, you know, both tournaments and
yep.
your participation throughout the year, but the tournaments especially.
It is our pleasure.
Yeah, they're giving a pack of double A's.
Pack of double A's, that's right. That's right.
I thought it was 9-volt.
Yeah, just one. Yeah, just 9 volts, big fish.
It'll be fun.
All right, those... well, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man. Thanks, Jeff.
Yep, we'll see you,
bye.
Bud.
See you, boys.
Bye. It's always a pleasure to...
Oh, hello. Okay. Coming through.
Hello there. I think it just finally beeped when he hung
up.
Yeah,
it just closed out on us.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a hilarious guy. He's I talk to him about every day, probably.
He kept it really PG for us. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we told him no curse words, so.
It was all good.
Yep. I had something really funny to say. This happens every time.
Yeah.
Oh, he got off the phone too quick.
What were we gonna hit him with?
I was gonna hit him with, "Have a good night and turn off your location services."
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Jeff.
Yep.
We tracked him the whole week of the open.
Yep. I'd call him and be like, "Hey, buddy, where you at?" Like, "Oh, Bull Shoals." Like, "You're a liar." I know exactly where you are.
Oh, that's good. Still makes me laugh.
It does. Yeah.
It's the little things in life.
Yeah.
Making your podcast equipment work.
Yeah.
We stared at the soundboard for about 40 minutes going, "Why is this not working?" And Chase turned it off and turned it back on.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Ta-da.
Magic. Well, that was fun. Episode number 21. That's a wrap. Good times. Yep. Do we got any cheesy exit lines?
Find us on Facebook, Instagram.
That's right. Hey, we just hit 1,002 likes on Facebook, so that's pretty cool. We're at 500 and something on Instagram.
Yeah,
We got a lot more interaction on Instagram, though.
Yeah, for sure.
People are active. We just need some more users. So, anyway, make us famous, guys. Come on now. That's all we want.
No, we don't want to be famous.
Nope. We just want to push out some good knowledge and information. But seriously, the more interaction we get, the more credibility we'll have and the better guests and cool stuff can happen.
We've got some pretty cool guests lined out in the next couple episodes. Can we spill the beans a little?
Yeah, let's roll.
RPM Bow Fishing.
RPM.
Josh Noble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to come on, talk a little bit about RPM, you know, their nitro, their arrows, you know, all the products they offer, and probably talk a little bit about bow fishing, you know, what kind of boat he's shooting out of, stuff like that. If he's got any tips or tricks.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Then Mr. Clint, and I can't say his last name, Angeal. That's what I'm just going to say.
Call him Mr.
Swamp Shark, the inventor.
It's Swamp Drive, not the Swamp Shark, right?
No, no, no.
No, okay.
It is a Swamp Shark. That is the
Metal
name of
Shark.
The,
okay. That
Metal
was
Shark
boat.
Is the name of the military boat company. Swamp Shark is the name of the kit.
The actual drive system.
We've talked to him on the phone a couple times. He knows there's a lot of interest in the bow fishing community, and he has agreed to come on and talk. Awesome guy.
Yeah, Pate's talked to him a couple
crazy,
times.
Crazy, crazy smart, but down to earth and
crazy Cajun.
Oh man, yeah, he's from down south, that's for sure. Man, it's some impressive. I can't wait to get him on here and let him just kind of give us the lowdown on it, because I talked to him for about an hour the first time on the phone, and he rattled off some impressive stats and some crazy numbers. So
yeah, you were telling me the speeds, and that was pretty ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, and
good stuff.
We're going to have to make it up to Mr. Alan Yater.
Yep.
Get re-recorded with him.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Style Bow Fishing.
And then we're going to try to get the BFC boys on.
Oh, yeah. Darren Fries,
Ryan
Robbie
Hensley.
Joe, and Ryan Hensley. Is it Robbie Joe or Robbie Atkins?
Robbie Joe Atkins, yeah.
I don't think it's Joe.
Is it Joe on
Facebook?
Yeah. That's what it says on his Facebook page.
Robbie. We'll just call him Robbie.
Robbie.
Yep. So we've got
Ryan Hensley, you know, the best.
Best dressed man in bow fishing.
That's right.
I don't know how he does it. He has to bring a change of clothes. I mean,
he's always looking fly.
Yeah. We'll roll in after the.
It's like he's like trying to scope out the chicks of bow fishing, but I think he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to look professional when he gets there, because he is representing him and his dad's company.
That's true.
And
he does a good job.
Always got his shirt tucked in.
He's got his Sperry's looking fly.
Yeah. Like, I really want to roll into a weigh-in wearing a suit and tie one time just to outdo him.
Yeah. That'd be pretty.
So, we already said find us on Facebook and all that crap, didn't we?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up. Guys, thanks so much.
Yep.
Subscribe.
Thanks for making us the number one bow fishing podcast out there.
That's right. Number one, baby.
Yep. Leave us some reviews if anybody's still listening. Hello.
Stay rough, boys.
There's our cheesy exit line. See ya.